Craving is defined as an intense, unwanted experience of wanting. It's a predictor of relapse and a target for treatment. The capacity to report craving is important, but could be influenced by insight. Clinical insight is defined as the recognition by an individual of having an addiction and acceptance of medical care. Low insight is associated to impaired memory. Few studies have explored the link between level of insight and craving. Our hypothesis is that subjects with low clinical insight of addiction would report less craving when assessed retrospectively, contributing to reduced treatment success. To test this hypothesis, we conduct analysis in a dataset extract from the French Addictaki cohort, a prospective open cohort of patients beginning outpatient addiction treatment. Clinical insight level of subjects was examined with insight of treatment need that was defined as the congruence between objective evaluation of addiction severity based on DSM-5 criteria and the need for addiction care reported by participants in the addiction severity index. The low insight group included patients with a severe addiction and a low level of treatment request, and the good insight group included patients with a severe addiction and a high level of treatment request. Craving was assessed over the past months on a numeric scale. We conducted three ordinal logistic regression models to examine the link between craving and insight. Analysis shows that low insight was significantly linked to less retrospective craving. This result confirmed our hypothesis that patients with low insight of treatment need reported less retrospective craving. Does it mean that these patients experience less craving than patients with a better insight? Or are they impaired to retrospective recollection of craving due to memory or cognitive deficits? To better understand how craving is modified by insight, further studies that assess craving prospectively are needed.